proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program. As we examine Jesus Christ and his relationship to the Jewish feasts, we turn our attention to the Feast of Unleavened Bread. This particular festival took place right around the same time as the Passover. The Jewish religious holidays which Jesus Christ and his Jewish countrymen observed not only included the weekly Sabbath day, but included a series of annual feasts as well. Feasts which God in the 23rd chapter of Leviticus described as, quote, holy convocations, unquote. According to Galatians chapter 4, Jesus Christ was, quote, made of a woman, made under the law, unquote. As such, he lived and interacted with people familiar with the Jewish feast days. To what extent did these festivals impact the ministry of Jesus Christ? According to Exodus chapter 34, God commanded the Jewish people to, quote, keep the Feast of Unleavened Bread. He said, quote, the Feast of Unleavened Bread shalt thou keep, unquote. God provided further details about how to observe this feast. Quote, 7 days thou shalt eat unleavened bread, as I commanded thee, in the time of the month Abib. For in the month Abib thou camest out from Egypt, unquote. In the Bible, leaven functioned as a type of sin. Jesus Christ, in Matthew chapter 16, compared the hypocrisy of the Pharisees and the Sadducees, compared that with leaven, and warned his disciples to beware of their doctrine. By ordering the Jewish people to refrain from physically consuming leaven, God emphasized the necessity of their abstinence from sin. As he commanded the Israelites in the 20th chapter of Leviticus, quote, be ye holy, for I am the Lord your God, unquote. To enjoy fellowship with a holy God, the Jews had to live as a holy nation. Moreover, the Jewish people could not use leaven when presenting God with certain sacrifices. For example, the second chapter of Leviticus contained a passage in which God mandated that, quote, no meat offering which ye shall bring unto the Lord shall be made with leaven, unquote. In the 31st chapter of Jeremiah, God spelled out the details of his new covenant. Quote, I will put my law in their inward parts, and write it in their hearts, and will be their God, and they shall be my people. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord. For they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. Unquote. How did Jesus Christ connect with the Jewish Feast of Unleavened Bread? According to Mark chapter 14, the first day of that festival took place, quote, when they killed the Passover, unquote. It was on that day that the Lord partook of his Last Supper with his disciples. At that time, he initiated the new covenant with his followers. He broke bread with them, bread which he alluded to as his body. He shared the fruit of the vine, the cup, with them, which he called my blood of the New Testament. When the Savior instituted the new covenant with his disciples, he bound them unto him. Christians form a part of the body of Christ. Jesus Christ is their head. Thus Paul exhorted the congregation in Corinth that they needed to, quote, keep the feast, not with old leaven, nor with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth, unquote. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.